Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. With 22 years in the entertainment industry in Hawaii, Misty Thompson-Tufono has helped usher Tihati Productions into a vibrant new era of Polynesian entertainment, demonstrating the Hawaiian value of kuleana, responsibility, and accountability. Misty has been able to maintain the sense of family in the business, as well as sharply maintaining the business market share on Maui and the Big Island of Hawaii. We pause to remind you, as we talk about business, as we talk about family and kuleana, responsibility and accountability, that much of this, well, we might even say all of this, is grounded in faith. More specifically, grounded in faith in Jesus Christ. And we're here to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is just that, to let you know that God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. That's right, my friend. No matter what you've done, where you've been, even today, how difficult it might be, Christ died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ who has touched the heart and life of Misty Thompson-Tufono can touch your life. That's right. He can touch and change and transform your life and your situation today. Misty Thompson-Tufono is the Executive Vice President and Managing Director for the Maui Division of Tihati Productions Limited. She is a board member of South Seas Christian Ministries that has taken mission teams to assist the hurricane-plagued islands of Samoa and Tonga. Misty, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Pastor Danny. Great to be with you today.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up here on the island of Oahu, over in Hawaii Kai.
What was it like growing up all along in Hawaii?
It was a very sheltered, wonderful upbringing. My parents had worked hard to provide a very comfortable life for us, and my brothers and sister and I grew up in the church and surrounded by 8 other hanai that my parents took in, and there was always a big family, big house, comfortable, very comfortable life.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, definitely our parents. Absolutely. Particularly in a Polynesian culture, the law is your parents. And so, like many Hawaiian Polynesian children, we grew up under their counsel, under their direction, under their teaching. So definitely my mom and dad, Jack Tihati and Sha Thompson.
What did they teach you? What did they say? Do you remember? Things that they said all the time or things that they did? Any vivid pictures that come to mind?
I think they just established really good habits for us for just a healthy household that, dinner time needs to be respected and everyone is sitting and eating at the table, not, off doing their own thing. So you knew that you needed to be at the table for dinner time, that prayer time each night was not an option, that everyone had to be in the living room ready for prayer each night. The example that they set as a couple, that, they were careful not to argue or in front of us. And they just really were our example and our model of what a marriage, what a family, what a household should be.
How did you become a Christian?
As a Polynesian, I don't think you have a choice. We have traveled to the South Pacific every summer since I can remember, and particularly in the Polynesian islands, the entire island shuts down because everyone's in church. And my brothers and sister and I and anyone who lived in our house that's a must, that we're all in church on Sunday. So I thought I was a Christian my whole life. I thought going to church, being a good girl, being an obedient child, was being a good Christian. Did I lose you?
Misty, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I may have missed some of that last part. You mentioned being a good girl.
Yeah, that was my impression of growing up. I think my parents did such a intentional job in raising us in the Lord, raising us in the church. That's what I thought a good Christian was to be a good child, be an obedient churchgoer. And that was my impression of what a good Christian was. Until, of course, as you move on in life, then it knocks you down a few times, and then you're shocked, and you're wondering, how come this is happening to us? We're good, perfect Christians. This shouldn't be happening to us.
What happened? I mean, this sounds like something in the course of a smooth, almost idyllic childhood and idyllic spiritual life even, there were certain challenges that sort of shook you and opened your eyes to something new.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the first challenges or, I guess, blows in life that we took was, I think my dad spoke about it earlier, was his near-death accident, motorcycle accident in 1986. I was a young teenager of 16 at Kamehameha Schools, and the word came, and my coach said, we need to rush you to the hospital because your dad is not well. He was in a near-death motorcycle accident. And as a young girl, and anyone out there, whether you believe in Christ or not, when you hear have the news like that, the potential of death becomes very real. And then you kind of start running through your head, what are you going to hang on to? Because you kind of get into this panic mode of you know, what's going on. And so that's definitely the first memory I have with, you know, the hardship of this life and the reality that where this life is going was the our mentor, our patriarch, you know, the spiritual leader of our family that we all looked up to is in this, you know, near-death motorcycle accident. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Misty, let's take this a little further, if we may, because you're touching on something that, well, I think in one way or another, at some time or another, everyone goes through.
Absolutely.
That bracing moment, that moment that you brace because you never expected it. It just completely comes out from that moment of unexpectedness or out of left field, so to speak. When we come back from our break, more from Misty Thompson Tufono. I ask you, my friend, as you're listening to her and as we're sharing in this time, have you recently been faced with something that has sort of set you on your heels? You know, you feel off balance. You feel like, you're teetering. Or maybe you've been shaken by news that all of a sudden sends the whole perspective that you have on life, it turns it upside down. And suddenly you begin to value things that you did not value as much in the past. When we come back from our break, Misty Thompson Tufono will share more heart to heart with you. Hey, this is one of those programs where, you know, if the radio is turned on, you may want to turn it up a little bit. If you've got some friends nearby, you might want to invite them to come in and listen. Because as we go further, this story of the walk with Christ, the difference Jesus has made, well, I think it's going to inspire you. It's certainly inspiring me and Suzanne Maurer. So stay with us. More from Misty when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Like her parents and brother, Afatia Thompson, she too performed and worked her way through the ranks of the shows and management, eventually assigned to managing and operating the business for both Maui and Hawaii Island operations. We're talking about Tihati Productions Limited and none other than Misty Thompson Tufono. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Thank you so much for joining us today. We believe this is one of those special moments that the Lord touches our hearts with a unique story. Misty, before our break, you were talking with us about how your dad's accident, 1986, there you are, 16 years old, you hear this shocking news, but it did something in your faith. What did that event do?
Absolutely. At that, tender age, you don't really realize what's happening, but later the Lord reveals his purposes for the challenges that we face in life, and we come to realize that they were tender mercies. And one of the things that he revealed in that tragedy was, to me, was my faith became real to me. It wasn't a faith of my parents. It wasn't me being an obedient child, going to the church I'm told to go to and attending the Bible studies and which is what I was trying to do, be a good girl, be a good Christian, be a good daughter. But what that did was it revealed to me my need for my own personal faith with the Lord Jesus Christ. And boy, did I ever dig into and cling to those scriptures and teachings that I had heard my entire life. But never did it become so real as when you are facing a tragedy like possibly losing, your father.
What scripture or scriptures did you cling to?
I actually just kept rereading the whole book of John. I just said, okay, this is the book of love. Let's read it and read it and read it. But what kept coming to my mind is a very simple one that was taught in Sunday school and all throughout my upbringing was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Because at 16, you don't really have a tremendous understanding of life. And then when a tragedy like this hits as a teenager, you really don't really understand what's happening. But if the Bible promises that if you do that, if you trust in Him and acknowledge Him in all your ways, acknowledge that He is in charge whether you can understand it or not, He will make your path straight. And amazingly, at that young age, He began to make it clear to me, and the maybe a little bit of anger that was creeping in, confusion, all just so peacefully fell away as I started to seek Him for myself.
Now, at that time, Misty, what were your ambitions?
You know, I would always say I'm never going to work in Tehati Productions because we literally grew up in Waikiki, which I love. I adore Waikiki. I grew up there. We were skateboarding up and down Kalakaua. We would walk up and down the road to get some pork noodle soup from International Marketplace at midnight when my parents were rehearsing. Waikiki felt very comfortable for us, but it was where we were always at. We were doing homework, you know, in the showrooms with the loud drums and the lights and the smoke at the time. You know, visitors were allowed to smoke in the showrooms. Mm-hmm. It just was a chaotic kind of experience. And so I, you know, said to myself and to my parents, when I go to college, I'm going to be a creative writer and I'm just going to write poems and I'm going to write books. Because, you know, I want to go as far away of Waikiki entertainment as I can get. And, of course, the Lord had very different plans for me. And He said, we'll see about that. And ever since after college, we came home and just felt called that God wanted us to continue this company that He had started for my parents for His purposes. And so it really has been, yes, a business that has supported many of us, but it's also been a calling for my brother and I to take it over and continue it into the future.
So share with us, how did you receive that calling? How did it become clear?
Well, you know, I grew up seeing my parents work so hard in the hotel industry, in the entertainment industry, and I think because of their backgrounds, my mom had a very tough background growing up in Kalihi Valley Housing, and my dad, came from Swains Island Atoll, which is, a Tokelau Atoll in the South Pacific. They went to Farrington. They like to remind my brothers and sisters and I that went to all private schools, Kamehameha, Punahou, not Iolani, but St. Louis. They like to tell us, our Farrington money paid for your private school, so you guys need to help the family. So I think what made it clear to me was to see their life's work and how many people they were able to affect and how many people would come to our office and just share stories about things that my parents had done for them because of their love for the Lord that we had no idea about. I realized when I came home from college that this was not just a business. It was a ministry, you know, and it was a ministry that reached to a secular group of people that church might not ever get to.
Right. Right. And it's like God has placed you there in the lives of people. And like you said, people that may never grace a church.
Right. And some of the things that my parents have done, which I remember very clearly going to after school, would be like holding Bible studies in the hotel ballrooms and then just inviting anybody on the strip that wanted to come. And, my sister and I would go to the showroom office and make the copies of the Bible study lessons and, you know, pass them out at 9 o'clock in between shows and then get back to your showrooms for the show number two for the night. And, you know, I didn't realize it at the time growing up in Waikiki that was the calling, but later as God, in His mercy, just grows you up slowly in your understanding of His purposes. you know, I'm able to better appreciate what the Lord has done through Tihati.
How does it feel, Misty? How does it feel to be entrusted now? You and your brother Afatia, how does it feel to be entrusted with your parents, Jack Tihati and Shah Thompson's business empire?
You know, there is a definite kuleana that we feel. There's a definite responsibility that we feel that we need to maintain as far as, number one, seeking the Lord's purpose for the company. What does he want us to do with it today? What does he want us to do with it this year? There's a responsibility that we feel to do that. And then there's also the aspirations that we have to, you know, take it to into the future to another level of, you know, now we're into, God willing, if we make it to November of this year, we'll be 48 years old as a small business. And in Hawaii, anybody who owns a small business is knows how difficult that is, not just to run a small business, but to run a profitable and long-standing small business is almost impossible in Hawaii. So it's undeniable that the Lord has had his hand on Tihati Productions for 47 years, going on 48. It's also undeniable to us that he has a purpose for it. So for Afatia and I, we're always mindful of, you know, asking the Lord, what is it you want us to do at this point on?
You ask, and it's really, I hear your dad and your mom, they prayed a lot throughout
Absolutely.
Their business, throughout their lives, and the Lord answered.
Absolutely.
So when you and Afatia, when you pray, What has the Lord revealed to you? How has he spoken to you?
You know, Afatia and I have carried on what I saw my parents do for, you know, those four decades, which was open every executive meeting with a prayer. And so he and I have continued that. The powers that be is our, you know, our controller and Afatia, myself, and sometimes my parents, when they're in town, they'll come in and out. But we always open our executive staff meetings every Monday with a prayer, because it reminds all of us that this company belongs to the Lord and that he will reveal to us what he'd like us to do with it if we stay close to him, if we stay at his feet, and we ask what it is he'd have us do. Sometimes we look at each other like, really? Are we going to go off to that for real? And then we are reminded that, we feel called to go after certain things because so that God can show people that it's him who does it. Because my parents already has done the impossible, which proved that it was the Lord who has had his hand on it all these many years, and we want to continue that.
Now, when you say go after that, are you referring to certain contracts
right,
that might
right.
seem...
Right, there are certain contracts that are more difficult. There are certain... Okay. Gigs or conventions that are more difficult to go after with considerable risk and possible, you know, upfront capital that, you know, it requires. And so we're very mindful of taking that to the Lord. And never once has he not spoken, whether it's closed doors or whether it's just, you know, provisions that we weren't expecting. He has always, always shown himself.
What an exciting life, Misty.
It is. It is when you're looking at him. But as Peter can attest, and I'm sure, I mean, I can share with you, Arsu, when you take your eyes off of him and then you look at the water around you and the storm hovering, that's when you start to panic. But it's those times that the Lord has so mercifully disciplined us and taught us, you know, how to run this business, this very unique business that he has given us. So we have made our share of mistakes. We have been we've had the privilege of taking some risks that have paid off, and it's just been a real exciting, fulfilling experience these last 8 years that Afatia and I have been able to actually own and operate the company.
Well, when we come back, I'd like to drive, if we may, drive this a little further and really get into some important lessons as a businesswoman, Misty.
Sure.
Lessons that the Lord has taught you in these not only 8 years, but you've learned lessons even growing up, but especially as you're calling the shots now, you and your brother, stepping out, assessing, because somebody today is facing opportunity. I'm speaking about this in a very positive way. An opportunity is before them, but they don't know how to address that opportunity. And they may have more than one opportunity. Sometimes it comes with a choice, one or two, maybe three options. How have you worked through, and how has the Lord spoken to you through that? Can we talk a little bit about that when we come back?
Absolutely.
Well, see, Misty Thompson Tufono, what a gift she is. And she's here sharing out of her life. And, you know, sometimes that's the most, well, I think quite often that's the most powerful. When someone is not just speaking theoretically, yeah, theory, principles, biblical principles, that's being processed through her life experience. When we come back, she'll share heart to heart with us. And maybe, just maybe, as she does, the Lord will give you a grace to apply these principles, customize them, yes, customize them for your situation today. Your situation, my situation, Suzanne's situation, our situation. Together, we can learn from Misty. Misty Thompson Tufono. Stay with us.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Inward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Misty Thompson Tufono, she's also been a part of the executive team that manages human resources, sales and marketing, and new product development for Tihati Productions. She's also the primary speechwriter for the productions. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Misty is with us, along with Suzanne Maher, my co-host, and it's a blessing that you're with us today. So thank you. If you're tuning in right now, maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment, you say, hey, Danny, is it possible for me to hear this program in its entirety? Or maybe I want to listen to it again, or maybe I want to share it with a family member or a friend. Can I access this? You can indeed. A free podcast for you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And of course, to find out more about Misty and Tihati Productions, well, that's easy. Tihati.com. Tihati.com. Misty, what are the most important lessons you've learned as a businesswoman?
You know, I think growing up around the business, and actually my parents providing such a comfortable lifestyle and seeing them, you know, host dignitaries and governors and, you know, Hollywood stars, it was very common and normal for us until we had to actually work in the business and then actually take it over ourselves. It gave me a tremendous appreciation for actual business owners. Like my parents, it is very difficult to run a small business. It takes a tremendous amount of work. I think that is what I learned first off, and I learned very clearly, is that running a small business may look glamorous, but it takes a lot of hard work.
Misty, if I may ask, your sweet dad shared how you and Afati have sort of evolved into more of a storytelling direction for the program. Right. Do you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Absolutely. One of my joys is to just write creatively, and I have a definite passion for our Polynesian cultures and our Polynesian performing arts. And I think that the world at large has seen many of our luaus here in Hawaii. It is one of the top attractions that people come to see.
Yes,
is the luau. And I think they have become accustomed to that format where an MC or kind of a circus barker will kind of tell you where we're going and have fun and relax. I think that our visitors are prepared and ready and to hear more of the in-depth stories, the rich stories that our cultures have to tell. So we've adjusted the format just a little so that there is a kind of expert character that will share in story form the dances and a little bit more about them. Because one of my pitches that I always make to these hotels that we work so closely with is that luxury resorts and pristine beaches can be found all over the world. But what makes Hawaii so unique is our people and our stories. So if we tell them well, we find visitors who may not know and may not care. We find them actually, you know, crying at our luaus and appreciating and respecting who we are as a people a little more than they would have if they just came and had a good time.
Oh, thank you. Beautiful.
Misty, who inspired you to write? Or how were you inspired to write?
You know, I think, I don't know if you gathered this, but my parents are the most polar opposite personalities probably on the planet. My dad is a little bit more reserved and to himself, and my mom is more of a fighter, a go-getter, you know, with this big personality. But I'm more like my dad, a little more reserved, but I like to document what I see and document my feelings through creative writing. And what kind of inspired that was just being around this very colorful life. And as I grew older, realizing that, you know, the Lord is doing something and I need to write it down. I just don't know what it is. So it was really those thoughts that had come to me through my college years of developing the creative writing that I have kind of a colorful family. I need to write about it.
So you're not only writing for the productions, in a way, you're sort of like the family historian.
A little bit, yes. And you know what inspires me truly is just the time in the Word. I mean, the Bible itself is this amazing work of literature and poetry and creative writing, and Jesus himself telling amazing stories. And the Bible itself is the most exciting piece of literature that I've ever read. And so the Bible itself has helped me to kind of transfer the Lord's style of telling stories and then input in it, you know, some of your own thoughts and some of the values that we find there.
Are you a journaler?
I was for about 5 years straight. I did the daily reading with the journal and the soap for about 5 years straight, and it's absolutely amazing how that will help develop your thoughts and mm-hmm. your writing abilities.
It is a gift.
Yeah.
Well, 5 years is a lot longer than many can say.
No, I did that for real, because and what I found when I look back is those were the times when my brother and I were under the most intense training to take over the company, and I realized that I made it through because I would not get out of my car in the morning, no matter if I was late for a meeting, no matter if I what time it was, no matter if it was raining. I would not get out of the car in the morning until that reading and writing was done. And I realized when I look back, that's what carried me through. God's word and the Spirit speaking to me in that little, you know, 20 minutes in the morning for those 5 straight years.
When you write, and you're writing a story for a production, explain to us how that a character or how you develop something that's so captivating.
It's a combination of research. So we have been very blessed with being surrounded with instructors and highly respected Polynesian resources from all the different islands that are loyal to my parents and have long-standing relationships with them. And those are our go-to resources. So we do the research on a particular island group that we want to present a number for. And then I just kind of come up with a scenario that could be possible from that place and from what we've learned. And then together we, choreograph, and Afa writes music. I've written lyrics and he's put melody to them. And we present that kind of story of that island come to life in what we write and what we choreograph and then what Afa sings.
You and your brother are creating.
Yeah, it's been a tremendous privilege. You know, we don't ever take that for granted, that we have been given a tremendous opportunity by our parents, but purposed by the Lord to bring the Polynesian stories to life, but stand on the purpose that the Lord has given us to do it.
Bringing the Polynesian story to life. If you synthesize the Polynesian story, what are some characteristics that continuously emerge when you're writing that makes Polynesia so unique?
You know, it's funny because as we learn and hear and research, so many of the Polynesian values are biblical values. And I just hear it echoes in my ear when I'm hearing from these kupuna and when I'm learning the dances myself and when we're writing. It's actually biblical values that we're sharing with the world. And so, you know, we're able to touch, I think 1 year was like when we calculated all of our 12 productions on the 4 major islands, Kauai, the Big Island, Maui, and Oahu. I think it was something like 500,000 people we had performed for.
Wow.
We have that many visitors that come through the luaus. Mm-hmm. And it was like, number one, here we are thinking we're presenting our Polynesian stories in a respectable way so that visitors might learn more. But really what we're doing is we're sharing biblical values with people who might not otherwise know that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned sometimes people cry.
Yes.
What? Give us a glimpse.
In fact, sometimes we have to present what our stories are going to be to the hotel general managers. And one time we even had to present it to the owners because they wanted to know what we were going to be doing on their property. Mm-hmm. And they kind of went back and forth on whether they were going to let us talk about the kingdom overthrow. For instance, at the Royal Hawaiian, the historic Royal Hawaiian Hotel, on Mondays we present Aha Aina, a royal celebration, and it's kind of a story of Waikiki through the eras. So before Western contact, the chiefs that lived there, the beautiful, thriving community that was there, the taro patches. And then it goes through, you know, the tourism industry, and then it goes through our ali'i, our royalty who used to live in Waikiki. All of their summer palaces were there. And to modern-day artists that perform in Waikiki. So it's kind of like a curator storyteller that tells you what, you know, over the years, what happened in Waikiki. And we almost were not allowed to talk about the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom. And I was very persistent with them, and with my brother's help, we were able to allow them to allow us to tell it, because the queen, our queen Lili'uokalani, had a fierce and loyal relationship with our Lord Jesus. She wrote many memoirs of her prayers, mm-hmm. asking the Lord for guidance during the dark times. And one of the things we share about that overthrow was, it was her aloha, it was her love that overcame the injustices that were happening. So that in particular show, always, always without fail, there's couples that come up to us in tears saying, I have been coming to Waikiki since the 60s, and I never knew that. Thank you for telling that story.
Mm-hmm. You're telling the story, you're explaining history, you're doing it in such a creative way. God has blessed you and your brother Afatia with the fulfillment of doing just that. And your dad and your mom, Tihati and Shah, I can say, Misty, they just glow with pride
for
what you're doing.
She, you know, she's often asked, how come your kids are such good kids? And her answer is, Likin.
I can
That's
just
a
hear
the answer for you.
Danny, do we have time to have Misty tell us how she met Al?
Yes, if she's willing to share it, of course. When we come back from our break, you know, Misty, as you can tell, Suzanne, she wants to find out how it all came to be. Well, you mentioned the name Albert Tufono. Well, in my mind, I just think of athletic splendor
right.
at Iolani School. When we come back, would you, Misty, share a little bit about how you met and how the Lord has brought you together? Would you do so?
Absolutely. Be proud to.
When we come back, at the prompting of Suzanne Maurer, a time of sharing from Misty Thompson Tufono about how she met her dear husband, the beautiful family that has come from what God has done in her life. She grew up in the home of Tihati and Shah Thompson of Tihati Productions. And now she has her own family. And she's, along with Afatia, leading the business, running the business. When we come back, more from Misty Thompson Tufono. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, when I say the name Misty Thompson Tufono, something rings a bell in my mind, in my memory, in my reflection. I hearken back to those days when I was a little boy, a kid, a young teen, looking at a yearbook, as I did many times, the yearbook for Iolani School, and I would remember the names Albert Tufono and his athletic prowess as a football player and basketball player, and others in his class, a great athletic class, Frank Lutu, Keith Spencer, Mike Fetters, Scott LaBoy. Oh boy, I could go on and on. What a wonderful and amazing period of time in Iolani's athletics. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. You say, Danny, wow, you kind of got carried away there. Well, I did in that moment of reflection. Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer, our guest today, Misty Thompson Tufono. Thanks for being with us, Misty. And thank you, dear one, as you listen and share in this time with us. Thanks for joining us. Suzanne, you had a question?
Well, Misty, I had the joy of meeting your wonderful husband, excuse me, at Punahou when they were having their tournament recently. And your sweet boys, oh my goodness, I'm just thrilled that they're at Punahou. May I quickly add? Sorry, Danny. But will you share with our listeners, how did you and Al get to meet and share a little bit about your lives together, please?
I appreciate Danny mentioning all those great men. I'm still dear friends with Albert, the Keith Spencers and the Frank Lutus, and just really great men. All came out of Iolani, all athletes. Albert, when people say Albert Tufono, they of course remember the football player. He was highly recruited out of Oahu back in 1980. What was it, Danny? 82 or 83? And went to the University of Washington, played football there, and had a short run with San Francisco 49ers. But yeah, that's my husband. He's the football player from Iolani. But I refer to him as living proof of God's love for me, because by the time Al and I had gotten married, we were old already. I was like 28 and he was 32. And we had kind of had some bumps in life. He had been, had a live-in girlfriend for 9 years. I had a very unhealthy relationship for 7 years that my parents were really praying over for those many years. And at about the same time, for various reasons, those relationships broke, and then we met. And the Lord, in the process, was preparing both of our hearts to take this relationship seriously and bring it to Him and grow in Him. And that's kind of how we met. His sister and my mother was working on a community project, and said, hey, my brother's home from Washington, I'd like to bring him on it. And my mom was like, hey, my daughter can come in and, you know, market it. And we kind of met that way, through his sister and my mom, and just knew right away. Like, we met and then we got married like 4 months later. Mm-hmm. And that in itself is the Lord's doing, because tomorrow we'll be married 19 years.
Praise the Lord. Happy anniversary.
Can you hear the smile on my face?
Yes, happy anniversary.
Just, we have grown together. He is now an elder at that church that my parents speak of, where they walked across the street, and at the time it was called Pearl Harbor Memorial Christian Church. Now it's called East Oahu Christian Church, where my husband is an elder.
Now, is this a church that's overlooking Aliamanu, overlooking an intermediate
school? Yes, intermediate and middle and elementary school. It's called Island Family Christian Church, right across from Salt Lake Shopping Center.
Across Salt Lake Shopping Center. So from time to time, you may get the waftings of Soons.
Absolutely, where we all go right after church.
Well, you know, that sounds really good to me here in 19-degree weather here in Boston. Well, what lessons has the Lord taught you in your relationship with Al through the years as husband and wife and now parents?
You know, I think if there's one thing that really jumps out at me immediately without even having to think of it, is the selfless love of the Lord. Albert is about 5 years older than me, and I was really kind of maybe sheltered and spoiled and privileged as I grew up, and he was very selfless, and he just patiently, you know, dealt with my tantrums and my crazy family business and the busyness of never being home and always being out. But the Lord was kind and to keep us grounded in him through all of that. And as we grow old together, we realize that if not for him, the two of us would not be 19 years together still.
Well, someone today may be in their 15th year, maybe their 10th year, maybe their 5th year, maybe their 19th year. What about when the time comes where you hit some bumps along the road of your relationship and things were going well and you thought, hey, this is solid, this is secure, and then suddenly a glitch? How do you make it through?
You know, and that is what is sure to happen. So whether we're believers in Christ or not, that is sure to happen in a marriage, that there will be bumps and that there will be pretty serious, you know, challenges and obstacles. For us, it was the Word of God that brought us back together, not necessarily studying it together, just the Lord taking hold of our hearts, our attitudes, and our minds through his Word. And even times when I was rebelling and didn't want to read it, I know what it says. I was raised in the church. I know what it says. I'm just angry right now. Then perhaps my husband was in the Word, and his tenderness brought me back. Or when he was maybe being prideful and kind of like, you know, on his rebellion, you know, it was a time when the Lord brought me closer to him. And just the selfless love of the Lord that is constantly ever present in our lives, that he reveals to us in his Scripture, is just the fullness of life. And I just want everyone to know that there is a fullness of life if we would just take hold of it.
This fullness of life, there's a hope that's there in taking hold of it. You mentioned something there, Misty. You talked about pride. Mm. And I think that relates to all of us. That moment when we're not listening anymore, there's that sort of manic, I don't care feeling. And then there's a distance that takes place. You know it, you know, you don't even want to talk about it, but you know, it's almost a rather oddly sick feeling, like I want silence, I want them to know, I want them to suffer that I'm not talking to them.
Right.
But at the same time, there's a cry in your heart for something else, but pride does not allow you to have that until you surrender to God.
Right.
Someone today, and I'd like to ask if you could pray for someone, because it could be their breakthrough moment. If they would just surrender themselves to God, the Spirit of God who indwells them, lives in them, could begin to move. But he would not move if the pride is up.
Right.
And so the miracle, the breakthrough is really very close. But humility needs to come to the fore. Would you pray?
Absolutely.
Misty? Please.
Father, you are the great overcomer. You are our sovereign King. And you have already taken victory of this world and this life. And you have given it to us if we would just take it, Lord. Help us, please correct our misunderstanding of what walking with you and being a Christian is like. Show us that it is a struggle, but you are right there, and the victories come through you. You promise it, we claim it, you are able, and we're so thankful to be your followers. We pray that that your heart's desire would be our heart's desire, and that we would continue to tell the world of who you are and the good news of what your Son has done for us all, so that we can have victory forever and ever. Amen.
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 Misty, when you think about your children, what shines in your mind, in your heart, when you think about your Keiki?
You know, we grew up in a household on Portlock Road, but it was my mom's heart's desire that we not grow up as silver spoon kids, and so, you know, hence the every Saturday morning, wash the toilets, you know, we never had a dishwasher. She didn't want us to be lazy kids, so we had to wash by hand. I never knew what a rice cooker was till I went to college, because she wanted us to learn how to cook rice on a stove like everybody else. So it was a balance, I think, of growing up in a very comfortable neighborhood, but also being expected to work hard and contribute to the family. And that's one of the things I think I can give to my children is, number one, who the Lord is, and that how important it is that they grow in the knowledge and truth of who he is. Number one, that I give that to get them, because I feel like that's what my parents gave to me. And that it has to be their own relationship, that it can't be ours relationship, mine and Albert's. It has to be their very own personal relationship. And number three, we have a very humble family history, where my mom comes from the housing in Kalihi Valley. My dad comes from an atoll, couldn't even speak English when he got here. But the Lord had taken a hold of their lives before they even knew it, mm-hmm. and barely Farrington High School graduates, and built an entertainment empire that is going on 48 years. Mm-hmm. That speaks to the world that there's something there that's undeniable, that it wasn't of man, it was of the Lord. And if I can give that to my kids, that there is a power that the Lord has for their lives, guaranteed that they will benefit from falling into his purpose rather than their own, I would be so grateful.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, dear sister. Thank you for sharing your heart and your life with us. This has been an incredible experience. Thank you.
And I just want to thank you, Pastor Danny, for your Good Life ministry. It ministers to us all, and we enjoy hearing the stories and being encouraged from one another to tell the world what our Lord has done.
Amen.
Amen.
My friend, I hope that you were touched, even as we have been, by the story of Misty Thompson Tufono. You can find out more at tihati.com. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Oh, it's our hope and our prayer. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. A scripture for today, Psalm 78, verse 4. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Misty Thompson Tufono. Again, find out more at tihati.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave